Thank you for coming and speaking with our group. Appreciate it. I thought I'd start off on a personal note. So in preparing this interview, I learned that you were mostly raised by a single mother and were not only a first-generation college graduate, but a first-generation high school graduate. As a judge now in the second highest court in the land, your current position seems far from the way it all began. I wondered if you would share with us some of your reflections about that journey.
Well, thank you all for having me. Thank you for that thunderous ovation. I appreciate it. Courtesy laugh from Judge Worthen. Thank you. I am keenly aware that, you know, I'm the beneficiary of, blessings both innumerable and immeasurable. I've really been lavished with an abundance of serendipity and divine happenstance, and I still, you know, 50 plus years later, have a sense of kind of wonder at it, amazement at it. Someone once said that gratitude unlocks the fullness of life, and I've got a whole lot to be grateful for. So I was adopted at birth, pretty sickly, pretty frail, not expected to live beyond Christmas, was adopted by my mom and dad, neither of whom had finished high school. And then my father passed away. I was 6 years old, and he was 40 and had a heart attack or a series of heart attacks and passed away. And I saw my mom, again, without a high school diploma, having to navigate a pretty nightmarish maze of choices for her family. My father died without a will, and we didn't have a lot to begin with, but when you die intestate, things get complicated for those left behind, and my mom was really wrestling with what to do. And I think the lawyer bug probably bit then when I saw, I didn't know any lawyers, I didn't know what they did, but they sure seemed to be front and center, you know, integral.